1010XL feature presentation. The fastest game on 2 feet, the North Florida Lacrosse Game of the Week on the flagship station of the Jaguars, WJXL AM Jacksonville Beach. Now, the fastest game on 2 feet, sticks up, ball down, the LAX 904 Game of the Week on 1010XL, brought to you by Cantina Louie, Derek Prince Realtor, M-Shack, First Coast Crush Lacrosse, and BSN Sports. Now here's the voice of North Florida Lacrosse, Ray Carnicelli.
Greetings and welcome to the Shark Tank at Ponte Vedra Beach High School. I am Ray Carnicelli, joined by Jim Applegate. It's the Bar Down Lacrosse, LAX 904 High School Game of the Week. Jupiter versus Ponte Vedra. Jim, these two teams have a long history. You've witnessed it since the beginning of the program here at Ponte Vedra. Tell me a little bit about the history.
So these teams are typically in the hunt for the Final Four, and in the past they've had a preseason game. They do a home-and-home every year where Ponte Vedra would travel down there and Jupiter would come up. Historically, the home team has gotten the better. That bus ride's a four-and-a-half-hour, five-hour bus ride is a little painful for these kids and their legs. But looks like Jupiter got in here a little bit early today, and we've met in the Final Four as well. The last time they met in the Final Four, it was the year of Ponte Vedra winning the state championship. So lots of good energy and excitement for tonight's game.
Both teams have a couple of big-time recruits. Let's talk about Jack Pelot in goal, number zero in white for Ponte Vedra.
Yeah, going into the season, we weren't really sure what Jack Pelot was capable of. He's a D1 commit to Penn. And
he became a D1 commit, never really being a starter in high school because Nolan Parlett's at Air Force.
Yeah, and that's been one of the Ponte Vedra things where, from a goalie position, you got to wait your time. But he's measured up, substantially to the billing. He's as good as it gets.
So we've had Connor Peaks go to Delaware, Ryan Applegate, former Player of the Year, Wyatt Schupler going to Army. As I mentioned, Nolan Parlett at Air Force, that history of Ponte Vedra goalies. And you had mentioned that Jack P. might even be better than those other guys.
Again, I was going based on the coach's recommendations and just seeing him play this year, right now at the level that he's playing at, if he continues to finish out the season like this, I would put him up there as number one.
And the specialists are so important in the lacrosse world. Dylan Furschman is the faceoff man for Jupiter, big number nine. You see him out there. We see him out there talking to the referees. Dominant 87% from the faceoff spot. And word has it, he's a highly recruited football player. Penciled in for football and lacrosse at Ohio State.
Yeah, if you talk about the player to watch today, especially with how dominant someone could be at the faceoff X and win possession after possession, the old basketball term, right, make it, take it, and if winning 87%, boy, that's a lot of defense you have to play from an opposing, team standpoint.
Yeah, those face-off guys can tilt the field, and it'll be an uphill battle for Ponte Vedra. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a break, come back with a little more preview in the opening face-off. It's the LAX 904 High School Game of the Week, brought to you by Bar Down Lacrosse.
Pickin' here. You know at Zero Res, they love rugs. Fine oil rugs need to be cleaned with the right equipment and careful training. My guy at Zero Res, Gerard, is a certified master rug cleaner and has been cleaning rugs for more than 5 years. Don't trust your fine rugs to anyone. Call Zero Res right now. They are offering a BOGO on rug cleaning. Have Zero Res clean one rug, get a second rug for free. What a great time to get your rugs cleaned. Zero Res, man. Spell it forward, spell it backwards. Zero Res. It's the right way to clean.
Zero Res.
Hi, this is Dale Murray with Murray Automotive Group in Stark and Kingsland. Save yourself from those big city dealers and their fast-talking flim-flam tactics. No matter what your automotive need is, we've got you covered. Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and nobody beats our prices. And I mean nobody. Shazam! Plus our exclusive 15-year, 150,000-mile warranty included on every qualified vehicle. And we'll trade anything from AirPods to fishing rods. Compare our prices online at ShazamAuto.com. Then come see me, Dale Murray. I'll be waiting for you. Shazam!
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
When is the best time to buy a Yamaha Waverunner? Right now. Make a splash this summer on a new Waverunner from Ride Now Power Sports. No matter how you like to ride, Ride Now Power Sports has the model to fit your style. For a limited time, receive a 5-year extended warranty on select new Yamaha Waverunner purchases. Maximum fun, now with maximum protection. Only at Ride Now Power Sports in Jacksonville, 6407 Lanning Boulevard, or online at RideNowJacksonville.com.
After a quick pass, we're back. The Lax 904 Game of the Week on 1010XL.
We are back at Pontevedra High School. Ray Carnicelli and Jim Applegate for the Lax 904 High School Boys Lacrosse Game of the Week, brought to you by Bar Down Lacrosse. Jim, we talked about Jack Pelote in goal for Pontevedra, but at the other end, Caden Krepp's 60% save percentage, and that's a good number.
It really is, even at the high school level, and he's a Montevallo commit, and when we talk to Coach Galloway, he always talks about getting over 100%, between the face-off wins and the goalie saves, and they're way above that, which puts them in a lot of these games.
So what do you expect in terms of the offense?
I really expect a low-scoring game. I really do think that people are going to try to get back and, sit in their defense and really hunker down and try to get, try to make every goal, be worked for.
In terms of offense for Pontevedra, J.P. Dolan, now a sophomore, started his freshman year. He's a difference maker and has a sky-high ceiling.
Yeah, he's really grown throughout the year, too. Coach Poe asked him to kind of pick it up a little bit and be more aggressive, and we've seen that over the last couple of games.
And then you've got number 24, Houseman, who's a JU commit as well, and he's got the ability, if he takes those good angle shots, when he struggles a little bit shooting, it's the low angle stuff, but I think he's maturing into being aggressive, finding the middle of the field, improving his angle, because when he lets it rip, he does have a big game of potential.
Yeah, you'll see all the better teams now in the state have that lefty sniper, and Houseman is definitely that kind of guy where if you leave him free, he's going to score the goal on you.
So tell me about some of these Pontevedra defenders. They're some big, strong athletes. You've got Kemp and Parlett, those two in particular.
Yeah, so Kemp is a Utah commit, and I think Pontevedra's smallest defenseman right now is 6'5". And they're
6'5", he said, the smallest one.
And so... So Kemp, he's very aggressive. He's big. He's got the length to cover people. And then you have Parlett, who's a Stony Brook commit. So you have two D1 defenders out there.
Plus a D1 goalie.
And a D1 goalie. So, let's face it, that is their strength. And I think you're going to see the same thing with Jupiter.
So the referees have given the final instructions to the teams. The national anthem has played. So we're a few moments away from the face-off here tonight from Pontevedra High School. A big week for lacrosse. We've got Rivalry on the River, brought to you by Atlantic Self-Storage, promoted by High School 912. What a week of lacrosse. Not just that event, but even tonight. You've got Creekside and Nice going on, and Pontevedra's playing the state runner-up from Colorado. And then what jumps out at you about the 11 games at Bowles on Friday and Saturday at Rivalry on the River?
To be honest with you, I'm going to say all of them. If this is a week in lacrosse, if you can get out the bowls, it's a great opportunity to see a lot of the North Florida teams, a couple of out-of-state teams, boys' side, girls' side, and the money goes to a great cause.
And when you look at the featured games out there, we're going to see Pontevedra again on, Friday night at 8 p.m. versus Lake Highland Prep. So they're playing Jupiter and Lake Highland Prep days apart, two teams that are expecting to be in that state title game.
Yeah, and that's what you want to have in the preseason, right? You really want to be battle-tested when you get into the district playoffs.
And Bowles versus Lucy Beckham at 8 p.m. on Saturday night. So Lucy Beckham, South Carolina, right?
Yeah, and it was last year they played, and I believe it was Bowles winning by one goal. And I guarantee you that Lucy Beckham wants a little revenge this weekend.
And in addition to those games, you've got on the boys' side, Oak Hall versus Episcopal, Lake Mary versus Lake Norman. Those are two strong teams, Lake Mary from Central Florida and Lake Norman from Charlotte. Nice versus McClay. That's an even matchup, too. And on the girls' side, Ponte Vedra versus Bartram Trail, two teams that expect to be there for the Final Four on the girls' side. So they're playing at Bowles on Saturday at 10 a.m. And then you also have Atlantic Coast versus Sandalwood as well. So we're going to go ahead and take one more break before the face-off. You're listening to the LAX 904 High School Game of the Week on 1010 XL.
Pickin' here. You know at Zero Res, they love rugs. Fine oil rugs need to be cleaned with the right equipment and careful training. My guy at Zero Res, Gerard, is a certified master rug cleaner and has been cleaning rugs for more than 5 years. Don't trust your fine rugs to anyone. Call Zero Res right now. They are offering a BOGO on rug cleaning. Have Zero Res clean one rug, get a second rug for free. What a great time to get your rugs cleaned. Zero Res, man. Spell it forward, spell it backwards. Zero Res. It's the right way to clean. Zero Res.
Frank Franzi here for Stanley Pools. There's a reason so many of my friends and our listeners have had Stanley Pools build their pools and now maintain their pools, because Stanley Pools truly cares about their customers. Stanley Pools is locally owned and has been serving our community for 35 years. For all of your pool needs, call Stanley Pools at 269-7277. That's Stanley Pools, a family tradition of fine swimming pools. 269-7277, or find them online at stanleypoolsfl.com.
I'm Jeff Middlecoff with Trustline Mortgage. My business partners, Alan Tyre, Bill Pappas, and Ken Rimley, have been helping first-time homebuyers with their mortgage financing all over Florida for 34 years. First-time homebuyers can get no or low-down payments, anywhere from 0 to 3.5% down. As a first-time homebuyer with Trustline Mortgage, you get added benefits for doing your loan with us, like lower rates on your mortgage insurance and lower closing costs. Oh, and did I forget to mention that Trustline gives first-time homebuyers better mortgage interest rates? Here's the bottom line. Trustline Mortgage wants to help first-time homebuyers accomplish your goal of home ownership. That's why Trustline Mortgage is offering the best first-time homebuyer benefits around, period. Trustline Mortgage delivers with no and low down payments, lower closing costs, and better interest rates. Call Trustline Mortgage today at 381-LOAN. Yes, 381-LOAN. Find out how we can help you buy your dream home. Or visit our website at trustlinemortgage.com. Trust your instincts and follow the line to Trustline Mortgage.
Certain restrictions apply. See office for details. Trustline is an equal housing opportunity. MLS number 331480.
After a quick pass, we're back. The LAX 904 Game of the Week on 1010XL.
So the opening faceoff is won by Dylan Firshman. And interesting, after that opening faceoff, Firshman stayed on. And for Ponte Vedra, Ladd Harper ran off. And Jupiter had an odd man rush for a moment, but Ponte Vedra was able to recover. So it was interesting to see. I don't know if that was planned or a little bit of a slip-up. And they expected Firshman to go off, but he stayed on for a little bit.
I think these teams know each other so well, Ray, that you want to see Firshman score a goal before you decide, you know, not to switch when you want to switch.
And so Jupiter with possession, working it around the perimeter on offense. That's Rasmus over to Sluska. Sluska on the right wing. Heavy pressure, feed to the crease, and it's intercepted and then picked back up by Jupiter. A little bit of a sloppy pass. It was right through the defense, and now Jupiter throws it away. Will it make the sideline? Yes, it does.
Yeah, Jupiter tried to make a skip pass through the middle, and Ponte Vedra did a good job getting a stick in the passing lane.
So here comes the Sharks, even with the goal line extended on the inbounds. Not a lot of pressure across the midfield line, but passing it towards the box, and it's intercepted. Jim, you never want to clear it towards the box, do you? Because Del Porto was there to pick it up.
Yeah, that's, you got to recognize the ride and where Jupiter's going to ride from, and they're definitely subbing through the box.
That man who looks open closes up pretty quick at that substitution area.
And if you're going to get the ball, you got to run to the ball, not wait for it.
And there was no need to really pressure that pass because the clearing man, the midfielder, was at the restraining line on his defensive end with no pressure. So second chance offense for Jupiter. Rasmus works it around. That's Christ. Over to Miller. Miller controls. Just an open set on offense for Jupiter right now, and that's going to be Christ down the left alley. Got a moving pick against Jupiter. So a couple of sloppy plays for Jupiter, really unforced errors with the turnover and then that interference call. And here comes Ponte Vedra, and they proceed to throw it right away. They airmailed it over the attackman's head. Doesn't look like two of the top teams in the state here in the early moments.
No, I think they kind of got the nerves are going to hit them right now. And, you know, you get the ball for the first time in 3.5 minutes on offense. You want to make the easy pass.
Yeah, none of these turnovers were the result of pressure. Nice job by Kreps to clear that ball across the midfield line. Here comes Sluzka. Back around to Sofarelli. All the way back out top. Not a lot of rush out of this Jupiter offense right now. Now they're going to go through their substitution as Rasmus backs out up towards the midfield line. He's joined by Drew Holt. Drew Holt.
I think both these teams are very comfortable playing this, you know, methodical, slow offense. And we mentioned earlier it was going to be a defensive struggle. Part of that is because the offense is going to be so patient.
As Drew Holt tries to cross-crease feed, and it's intercepted by the PV defense. And Jack Pelote scoops it up and sets up the clear. So that pass was ill-advised, to say the least.
Yeah, both teams have not been sharped up to this point.
Let's see if Panavidra gets a second chance here on offense. Greco over to Dolan.
So, Ray, 4 minutes into the game, and this is Panavidra's first offensive set. And the coach has told us that Jupiter just recently has started playing zone, and they're definitely dropped into a zone right now.
There's number nine in white for Panavidra down the right alley, working it back behind. Over to Hausman. That's Mason Hausman. To Dolan. Back up to Mason Hausman. Back around. And that's a takeaway check. Great defensive effort by Hackett. Puts it on the ground and clears it himself. Now there's a triple team in front of the Panavidra bench. And Panavidra comes up with it.
Looks like they called a timeout before he dropped the ball.
So Jupiter called the timeout?
Yes, they did.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and take a break with 7:02 remaining in the first quarter. It's Panavidra 0, Jupiter 0 on the High School Lacrosse Boys Game of the Week.
Jeff Prosser here. Need that garage floor redone? Pool deck? Patio? Well, I did my homework and found out there is only one company offering a lifetime warranty, Jack's Concrete Coating. How do they do it? They are the certified Pentec dealer for North Florida, so they are the only company offering pure polyurea. Trust me, I can speak firsthand to their work, and it is awesome. Go to jacksconcretecoatings.com or call 904-862-2000.
Hi, this is Dale Murray with Murray Automotive Group in Stark and Kingsland. Save yourself from those big city dealers and their fast-talking flim-flam tactics. No matter what your automotive need is, we've got you covered. Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and nobody beats our prices. And I mean nobody. Shazam! Plus our exclusive 15-year, 150,000-mile warranty included on every qualified vehicle. And we'll trade anything from AirPods to fishing rods. Compare our prices online at ShazamAuto.com. Then come see me, Dale Murray. I'll be waiting for you. Shazam!
Buckle up your chin strap. It's the Lax 904 Game of the Week on 1010XL.
Back to the action. Jupiter with the ball. There's Jackson Crist. Back around Sluzka. Just feeling each other out here early. Haven't really seen Jupiter try to test the one-on-one defense of Panavidra. Looking for those off-ball cuts and feeds to the crease. But, you know, we had hinted at and predicted a low-scoring game today. And the opening few minutes kind of tell us that we're headed in the right direction. Here comes Chris. Now, he's going to have a run at the short stick midi down the right alley. He gets a little bit of room. The Panavidra close defender hedges. Pass back behind. There's Sluzka pushing the right goal line extended. Works his way out top. Switches back, runs into a double team, and good recovery by Panavidra. You can see those defenders communicating on those switches. There comes Madden Miller. There's a shot. Save or pipe, Jim?
That was a save.
Okay, so Jack P. with the save. Jupiter momentarily came up with it, and Pelote scoops it up as the ball rolls back into his crease, and Panavidra's off to the races now. That's Redley Bags. Speedy into the offensive end. Over to Houseman. He's got a little bit of room. Now he's going to back it out and pump the brakes as Pontevedra sets their offense. So that shot was from about 8 yards. It was a good tester.
Yeah, it was. And, Ray, how'd you feel about when you played in a game and took your first shot 6 minutes into it? Right,
you want that first shot.
I know. You're standing there for a long, long time waiting for it.
Yeah, you want that first shot, and you certainly want it to be a save. So now he's probably, Jack P is probably breathing easy down there. So this is Cannon Houseman. He's missed some time this year, but he's back. I was a little surprised to see number 9 out there running around. Over to Dolan. Back to Mason Houseman. Oh, good double team, and Houseman throws it away. Perfectly timed, Jim. What do they tell those defenders when you see the numbers?
Slide.
So Houseman was being played with pretty good one-on-one defense. He tried to roll, and then the double team came and put the ball on the ground. So here comes Jagoda. Back to the keeper, Kreps, across the midfield line. Really nice looking clear for Jupiter.
Yeah, Jupiter showed really good patience again, clearing that ball. They had an easy outlet quickly. They decided to go ahead and be more patient and, you know, just get it over within the 20 seconds.
And when you trust the goalie like that, it makes it so much better. You have an extra man on your side of the field if the goalie's in there. And Caden Kreps did a really nice job there. Senior goalkeeper. Now here comes Jupiter. A little shuffle behind the head pass. It's deflected. Picked back up by Jupiter. Mad Miller. There's a feed up top. Skip pass. Little room with the left-hand alley. Good recovery on defense. That was Brian Case playing some good defense. Pontevedra can't come up with the ground ball. And now they do. So Egan Funk in traffic with the long pole comes up with the ground ball. Upfield, he finds Brian Case. Ooh, tiptoeing that sideline, and ball is on the ground. Make the early easy pass, right, Jim? We've got a whistle on the field. Loose ball push against Pontevedra. You've got a defensive mid. He clears it. You want him to hit that open attackman as soon as he can.
You do. And again, they cleared through the box, and the LSM was able to jump Pontevedra in transition.
Oh, and now Jupiter turns it over. J.P. Dolan intercepts it on the ride. Immediate double team. We've got a flag down. So the double team happened after Dolan was riding hard from that attack position, picked up the ball, but the double team, the check to the head came in by Dylan Kreps. So a really good chance with this Pontevedra man-up unit.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that we've been noticing about Pontevedra this year. They really ride hard. The attackmen really, once they commit the turnover or the ball hits the ground, they're making sure they're trying to get that ball back as quickly as possible.
Boy, this attack for Pontevedra is athletic. With Houseman, Dolan, and Greco. So setting up in a 3-3 right now, Jim?
Yes.
What do you expect to see?
I'm going to cut through and probably go into a 1-3-2.
And there's Dolan on the backdoor sneak.
For other people, it'll be a 2-3-1.
There's a shot and a score.
Goal, Jeremy Hart. Sharks won.
Jeremy Hart with the goal. Jeff. And when Dolan cut through from the top, he did a backdoor sneak, and that low wing defender kind of cheated a little bit, and Hart did a nice job of just shooting around his defender.
It's the classic man-up play that everyone runs since they're in sixth grade, and Hart got the ball and realized that JP was covered and did a nice little face dodge and scored.
So a violation against Pontevedra, and they're a little late subbing off once again. There's a shot just off the mark. Dylan Freshman took the ball off the restart and ran right in. It just doesn't look coordinated on these substitutions, but Jupiter's not recognizing that they have an extra man. Freshman found an alley and went to it, and with that big athletic body, I don't really have a problem with that.
No, if he's running downhill like that, he's going to put a lot of heat on that ball. And it did the right thing, right? He's either going to hit a corner or he's going to shoot it wide, and they retain possession.
So Jupiter with possession, trailing by one, with 2:31 going in this first quarter. There's Chris. He's going to have a run. Right-handed cradle down the left alley. Back to his left hand. Feeds behind. Bashaw. Sluska can't handle that pass, and Panavidra comes up with it. Great ground ball by Tanner Parlett.
You love to see when a defensive player picks up the ball the first time. And
especially when it's right at his feet. Couple of good. There's a feed to the crease, and Panavidra's going to back it out. They look like they're being a little more assertive on offense right now. Just the adjacent passes are a little harder and a little more threatening.
Yeah, I think they're doing a lot better trying to push and not let Jupiter get into the 6-on-6 set.
So we've got the second middies out there for Panavidra. Back up top to the restraining area to Vu. Around the horn to Houston. Back to Vu. Vu's going to have a run on that short stick. They're overplaying his right hand. Now he doesn't want to give up that right hand, but he gets away. There's a shot off the side of the net. We'll have to look to see if they popped into a quick zone there. It looked like they might have.
Yeah, they're staying in the zone right now, right? It's a little bit different look than we're used to seeing on a regular zone.
Great handle off of that clearing pass. It was high across the midfield line, and just a nice job going up to get it by Madden Miller, the freshman. So we're under a minute to go in quarter number one. Jupiter has the ball down by one. Jupiter at Panavidra. Boys varsity lacrosse. Back behind the goal, it's Kirkman. Once again, Panavidra a little late substituting, but Jupiter can't take advantage of it. Miller, they're content just to work the ball around. Now they're down to 30 seconds. Going to have to initiate some offense pretty quickly. Here's Kirkman working it back behind to Sluska.
I think they're perfectly happy with just taking the last shot.
15 seconds. Goal line extended. Pushing hard. Heavy pressure. Trying to roll away. And the trail check comes in and puts it on the ground. Jim, who was that for Panavidra?
Number 77.
Okay, so that's Egan Funk. Nice takeaway check by Egan Funk. And we are at the end of one quarter of play. Our score from Panavidra, the Sharks 1, Jupiter 0.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection, and sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop Ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
When is the best time to buy a Yamaha Wave Runner? Right now. Make a splash this summer on a new Wave Runner from Ride Now Power Sports. No matter how you like to ride, Ride Now Power Sports has the model to fit your style. For a limited time, receive a 5-year extended warranty on select new Yamaha Wave Runner purchases. Maximum fun, now with maximum protection. Only at Ride Now Power Sports in Jacksonville, 6407 Landing Boulevard, or online at ridenowjacksonville.com.
This is the flagship station of the Jacksonville Jaguars. WJXL AM Jacksonville Beach. WJXL FM Jacksonville Beach.
The LAX 904 Game of the Week on 1010XL.
Back at the Shark Tank at Panavidra Beach, Ray Carnicelli here with Jim Applegate. 1-0 was the opening quarter score. Getting ready for the second half faceoff. Big number 9 for Jupiter has had a dominating effort there in the opening quarter. Dylan Fershman, I guess it was really just, two or three faceoffs?
Yep, two. And two. He jumped on this one.
So this time Fershman jumps, and that's going to be a win for Ladd Harper and Panavidra. Houseman, that's Mason. Panavidra going through their substitutions now. That's Cannon Houseman. Now Panavidra's going to slow it down and substitute. They were looking for some early offense. Now they're going to back it out.
And Jupiter was putting pressure on the ball with Houseman, and all of a sudden decided they were too extended, and they dropped back into their zone.
There's Hart. Back over to Greco. So now they've got Greco up top. He started out behind the goal. Now he's back up top. He's got the short stick on him now, trying to create that mismatch. Powers through that first slide. There's a low angle shot off the side of the post, and Mason Hausman hit the post. You know, I mentioned earlier about those shots. He likes those low angle shots. I'd just like to see him creep upfield a little bit more.
One more yard.
There's Dolan. Comes around that left goal line extended and shoots it wide. Was never threatening the goal, but he got space.
Yeah, that's a shot that Jupiter's going to give up. JP Lefty, he's got to be within, you know, 5 yards. And he was more extended than that.
So Pontevedra maintains possession. Two wide shots in a row. Here comes Greco down the right alley. Now Jupiter's coming early. Gives something up on the back door, and another low angle shot sails over the goal by Hausman. He can slip underneath, can he, Jim?
On that one, he could have, yes. But, baby steps here. He got up 2 or 3 yards higher than he has been. So
you want to see that little backdoor cut, don't you?
I do.
I've called games and coached with you long enough. I know you like those attackers to be threatening from behind the goal.
We always talk about stealing the space that the defense just left, and that it was right inside there.
And they are coming upfield early, and look at that second slide's already there. Here comes Dolan to Hausman. Great ball movement now by Pontevedra. There's a skip to the backside. Low angle shot. Sails high and wide.
And Glidden and Park over there.
Oh, that one's gone. That's in the Guana Forest. So I'm going to ask you, because I've harped on it, is that a good shot? A good take?
No, I'd like to see him be more patient and take a few steps in.
Yeah, he's just trying to snipe right now. Here comes Cannon Hausman. Back to Mason Hausman. Oh, nice fill. There's a shot and a score!
Nice
back-to-back goals by Hart. One thing that Hart did really well there was fill that space that the defender left. They're kind of overplaying the ball right now as the Jupiter defense, and perfect pass and shot it in stride.
Yeah, and the Jupiter defense collapsed in, and like you said, Jeremy Hart just stepped in to about 8 yards and caught the ball and fired it right away. And goalies have a hard time moving to their right and trying to see the ball and make the save.
Yeah, he was drifting a little bit and kind of got handcuffed. It was stick side on the shot, but with good pace. And the score is Jeremy Hart 2, Jupiter 0. So back out there at the faceoff spot, it's Firshman in black and Harper in white. This time it's Harper. He wins it forward, racing into the offensive end. Over to Greco. I like how they're mixing Greco up. He was starting out on attack. Now he's got the pole on him. They miss the over-the-head check. They've got a man cutting in the middle of the field right now. And, boy, that's some aggressive defense there by Jupiter. They were and Pontevedra throws it away.
I think that was the sun getting in JP's eyes on that one. You've got to be real careful this time of day. Throwing the ball across the field.
That's a good point. They are looking right in the sun over there. Caden Krapps, the goalie for Jupiter, walks it away from his cage up towards his restraining line. Back across to O'Brien. Now it's across the midfield line, and Jupiter has it on offense. They haven't been up there with the ball for a while. First possession of quarter number two. There's Rasmus. Back over to Sluzka behind the cage. Just content to spin it around right now.
See, the varsity isn't used to playing this time of day. When I was the JV coach here, this time of day and the sun came in, boy, it's really hard to see the ball as it's coming from the stands over to the bench side.
So when you're at Pontevedra, you either have the sun at this time or the gnats in another 2 hours here. And here comes... Oh, that's a nice play by Suffarelli. Now he backs it out. Kicks it over to Rasmus. Trying to work that two-man game, and the ball is on the ground. Pontevedra missed the first ground ball. Now they come up with it. Right back to Pelote. Little spacing issue there on those screens. They kind of were running into each other on offense there with the Jupiter players. Across the midfield line. Nice clear. Good-looking clear, and that was... Chigunas across the midfield line, back to the offensive end. Nice check. Puts the ball on the ground. You better protect your stick when you're running through traffic with this Jupiter defense.
Jupiter ball.
And now across the midfield line. They have an odd man rush.
But they're not set up in any formation.
Now they're all bunched. They've got some spacing now. Cross crease feed. Shot and Pelote on the doorstep makes the save. Boy, if they would have set that up a little earlier, the attackman ended up being right on the crease, and Pelot closed his legs and fell on that ball.
Yeah, they had three attackmen trapped on the right-hand side on the ride, and I don't think they were expecting to get the ball back.
We've got a timeout on the field called by Pontevedra as they come across the midfield line, so we're going to take a break with 7:36 remaining in the opening half. Our score is Pontevedra 2, Jupiter 0.
At Darley's Plumbing, we fix it all. Drips, leaks, running toilets, sewer lines, you name it. If it's plumbing you need, just remember the Darley's name. Plus, we have 24-hour emergency service, so we'll be there when you need us. Darley's Plumbing, where quality counts.
Hi, this is Dale Murray with Murray Automotive Group in Stark and Kingsland. Save yourself from those big city dealers and their fast-talking flim-flam tactics. No matter what your automotive need is, we've got you covered. Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and nobody beats our prices. And I mean nobody. Shazam! Plus our exclusive 15-year, 150,000-mile warranty included on every qualified vehicle. And we'll trade anything from AirPods to fishing rods. Compare our prices online at ShazamAuto.com. Then come see me, Dale Murray. I'll be waiting for you. Shazam!
David here with Royal Pest Services. Man, don't let your yard be torn up by that heavy aeration machine this spring. Visit royalpestservices.com to learn more about our granular aeration, broadcast throughout the tree and shrubs to break up that compacted soil. Visit royalpestservices.com.
Keep your head on a swivel. It's the Lax 904 Game of the Week on 1010XL.
Andrew Gibson's a Georgia fan, isn't he? Back at Pontevedra High School, boys varsity lacrosse. A little bit of a defensive battle, although Pontevedra has started to stack up the shots. They're just not hitting the target.
Yeah, they've been a lot more aggressive this quarter, Ray, for sure.
They're out shooting Jupiter 7-4. Jack Pelote with two saves. Caden Krebs he's only faced two shots, and both of those by Hart found the back of the net. There's a shot from way out, and it hit the post. That was a millimeter from going in. That was a shot from distance, too. Beat the goalie.
Yeah, that had some heat on it.
Jupiter ball.
Hackett comes up with the ground ball, but Pontevedra riding hard, forces it back to Krebs. Long 60-yard pass right on the money. What a pass. And here comes Preisendorf. He takes a look. Now he's going to back it out. Expect to see him run back to the defensive end, which he does, but what a pass.
Yeah, it really was.
60 yards on the money.
I thought Parker Kemp was going to try to jump that, but the pass was thrown with a lot of velocity, so he really didn't have much time to get out there.
So Jupiter back on offense. There's Miller. He's got the invert now. He's got the shorty behind.
I was wondering when Jupiter was going to try to invert some of their midfielders.
Taking a run at Case. Pushing that left goal line extended. The double team comes. The check gets landed, but he's able to run away from it. Redirects it to Kirkman. Kirkman asking Sofarelli to clear out. Now he's pushing that left goal line extended. Looking to pass. Bounces it back up top. There's a shot, and Jack P makes the save.
Jack below.
Jackson Christ. Out off of White, so it's Jupiter ball. Bringing it back in is Christ.
Looks like after the last time out, Jupiter's decided that they want to start playing a little invert game here with their middies against the short stick defender.
And they look like they're pass first guys when they're behind the goal. And here comes Kirkman. He's going to feed to the backside, and it bounced off his teammate's helmet. Pontevedra comes up with it.
Sharp ball.
He had a little bit of room if he wanted to come up and take a shot, but he felt like he had the opportunity cross crease.
Yeah, I mean, it was half that and half the fact that he had a man cutting down the backside.
And here comes Pontevedra on offense. Nice clear. Mason Houseman.
Oh!
Ran right into a double team, just not alert of that guy coming out of the substitution area. No call. It was a big contact. Didn't necessarily blow him up, but it was a good hit.
No, I think, you know, you heard a stick hit the helmet, but it was his own stick that hit it.
Hackett with a nice clear. I like Hackett. He's crafty and a good stick handler from that close defensive position. So Jupiter back on offense with 4:27 to go in the first half. There's Miller. Back to Rasmus. Back to Miller. Just having a catch. Working it back behind the gate of goal to Sluzka. Over to Miller. At the restraining line. Adjacent pass to Rasmus. Back to Miller. He's having a run down that right alley. Looking. Throws it back. Ball hits the ground. It's going to stay in bounds. And Jupiter's going to come up with it. That's Myers. Back over to Rasmus. Over to Miller. To Bayshaw. All the way around the horn. They're testing my number skills here with all this ball movement. There's Miller. Draws the double. One more pass. Shot, and Jack Peace scoops it up. It was going five hole. And that shot goes in on a lot of high school goalies.
It does, but that's, you know, from 12 yards. And Pontevedra is going to let you take that every single time until you bury a couple of them.
So that was their best look at Cage, and Jack P just went down and got it. Picture-perfect technical goalkeeping by Jack Pelote. So Pontevedra back on offense with 3:13 to go in the first half.
I would expect them to be very patient. Jupiter's had the ball for the last couple of minutes, and the defense could take a rest right now.
Two goals for Jeremy Hart on the day. Gives Pontevedra the 2-0 lead. There's Powers. Powers, left-handed cradle. Early to come once again. Jupiter is just jumping the adjacent player.
What I don't like is everyone's a little bit stagnant on the backside, so you know everyone's able to stare at the ball and not get punished for it.
Dolan with a low angle shot. That's become kind of a trend. Or am I just being nitpicky?
No, you're right, though. But a lot of that is Jupiter forcing you into those bad angle shots.
There's Greco. Back across to Powers. You can see that sun setting right in these players' eyes as the ball goes across the field. Pontevedra dodging with their head down, and Jupiter just laying some body. And another nice ground ball with speed in traffic. Here comes Rosendahl into the offensive end. No break, slow break. Now they find the trailer. Looked like he wanted to step down and shoot, but opted against it. That was Rasmus. These Jupiter poles have really great stick handling ability.
Yeah, first time. We always talk about first time ground balls and give you an opportunity to get an easy clear.
So Jupiter, Pontevedra's had much of the possession, but only down 2-0 here. Under 2 minutes to go in the first half. Over to Sofarelli.
I believe each team has a timeout left, Ray, too, so I wouldn't. Nope, but he threw it away. Didn't give him a chance.
Ball. Unforced error for Jupiter. They've had a few of those. Nobody was within 5 yards, 6, 7 yards of the ball carrier, and he just threw a bad pass. And then Pontevedra tries to return the favor, but J.P. Dolan's there to hustle it and back it up. Dolan, number 40 in white with those black shoes, looks like he should be a fullback at Penn State the way he's built. I think he is a fullback or running back on the football team here at Pontevedra.
Reminds me of the old days when we used to wear the black ponies.
Yeah, you might still wear those every once in a while.
If I could find them, I would.
Heavy pressure now. Looks like Jupiter's pressing out a little bit more, under a minute to go, trying to get Pontevedra off balance. Now there's an open dodge. High bounce shot.
That's
to save.
Save.
Save of the day by Caden Kreps. It was a bounce shot from about 8 yards on the run, and he stayed on his feet and followed and tracked that ball from a high bounce shot. And now here comes Jupiter. No numbers. Good hustle out of the substitution area for Pontevedra to prevent that odd man rush. 30 seconds to go. Jupiter ball down 2-1. Down by two.
Timeout.
And now Jupiter does call that timeout. We'll go ahead and stay with you here through this timeout with 26 seconds remaining in the half. It's been a fast game. It hasn't been a slow in terms of pace and up and down the field. It's just very deliberate offense.
Yeah, normally a 2-0 game, I'd be complaining and saying, Ray, I'm going home. You got the rest of the game. But it really has been a fast-moving game, a lot of good ball movement, and the defense is just making you work for everything on both sides of the ball. And like you said, you know, they're playing good lacrosse. They're just not able to get good open shots.
So on this lacrosse field, you've got, you know this because you're a big fan of the women's game, you've got the 8-meter free position line in the arc here on the field. I would tell those Ponte Vedra attackmen to get inside of that 8-meter arc. Find a way to get there. It's there for you. You know, you set up the cones in practice, and these black lines are right there. What does Ponte Vedra need to do to create some offense?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, they're running into double and triple teams, so I think they got to recognize the fact that once a guy starts a slide, the old school says, as soon as you see the guy slide, throw the ball into the slide so you can get the, you know, so at that point, the whole entire defense is moving. They're getting into a position where they can't make that pass, and, you know, they're dropping the ball.
So here's a former goalie talking about running into traffic and taking the hit, everything that I've tried to avoid in, you know, however many years of lacrosse. It's easier. Oh. It's easy from here in the booth. So that was, I think, a good timeout for Jupiter. Balance up the offense. It's only 2-0. You've got 26 seconds, which isn't lacrosse. It's plenty of time to work it around and find the matchup you want.
Yeah, I expect some kind of play out of this and not their normal offense.
So initiating the dodge is Madden Miller down the right alley, back to the middle, swings it over to Firshman. Firshman double clutches. There's a shot from distance, and Jack P says, thank you very much. That's save number 5 for Jack P. So they brought Firshman back on, just trying to set up that distance shot and trying to find a leak in that Ponte Vedra boat, and they didn't.
Interesting, not having played offense at all this entire game. You put him in for the last 30 seconds.
So our score at the half is Ponte Vedra 2, Jupiter nothing. We're going to go ahead and take a break. It's the LAX 904 High School Game of the Week, brought to you by Bar Down Lacrosse.
Make your outdoor living perfect with Art of Natural Stone. Pavers, patios, gravel, pool decks, and more. Using all natural stone design, and they do the installation. Visit Art of Natural Stone on Route 1 near Bartram Springs or on Beach Boulevard.
Hello, First Coast. I'm sure by now you have seen our bright green GFL trucks and containers throughout the greater Jacksonville area. We're an industry leader in solid waste and would love the opportunity to earn your business. We're committed to customer service, reliability, and have an unwavering focus on safety. Whether commercial or construction, let us haul your waste away. Call 904-760-5880 to get a quote today. From GFL, green for life.
Discover the difference that local expertise makes at First Coast Lighting and Fans. Visit their showroom at the Avenues and browse high-quality products to match your desire for elegance, quality, and uniqueness at First Coast Lighting and Fans.
American Electrical, Northeast Florida's highest-rated electricians, is hiring, and they're looking for people to train for careers. It's not just job training. They're giving you a license that no one can take away from you, training you for jobs that are always in demand and will offer you a peace of mind financially and for the future. Once you know a trade, you'll always be employable. All the details are at American-Electrical.com, and with their American Electrical Academy, if you're selected, you'll learn the electrical trade absolutely free of charge. American Electrical Contractors, powered by professionalism.
The Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute is now offering online scheduling for new patient appointments for all of their positions. Simply schedule your appointment on your cell phone, tablet, or desktop. JOI is the first orthopedic practice in North Florida to offer this feature to patients. To schedule your appointment online, visit joi.net and click on the button at the top of the page. If you'll be using insurance, be sure and have your information handy. JOI, where the pros go.
It's time for some Spring Fever March specials going on now at Arlington Toyota Pre-Owned. Mia here, and how does this sound? Just $500 down and $288 per month gets you a pre-owned 2021 Toyota Corolla. Or you choose a pre-owned 2021 Camry, RAV4, or Tacoma for just $500 down and $388 per month. Plus, Arlington's Credit for Everyone program and 30-day exchange. Don't wait. Save thousands and shop ArlingtonToyota.com today.
Hi, I'm Sean Monahan from Monahan Jewelers in Atlantic Beach. Since 1977, we've been Jacksonville's family jeweler, where our true specialty is engagement rings and custom jewelry design. If you're looking to get engaged, now is the time to come to Monahan Jewelers, where we're offering for a limited time a free wedding band with the purchase of any engagement ring. Come in and be treated like family for what will be one of the most important purchases of your life. Right now, buy an engagement ring at Monahan Jewelers and get your wedding band for free. See store for details. Come to Monahan Jewelers in Atlantic Beach. Book an appointment at monahanjewelry.com.
It's time for some Spring Fever March specials going on now at Arlington Toyota Pre-Owned. Mia here, and how does this sound? Just $500 down and $288 per month gets you a pre-owned 2021 Toyota Corolla. or you choose. A pre-owned 2021 Camry, RAV4, or Tacoma for just $500 down and $388 per month. Plus, Arlington's Credit for Everyone program and 30-day exchange. Don't wait. Save thousands and shop ArlingtonToyota.com today.
American Electrical, Northeast Florida's highest-rated electricians, is hiring, and they're looking for people to train for careers. It's not just job training. They're giving you a license that no one can take away from you, training you for jobs that are always in demand and will offer you a peace of mind financially and for the future. Once you know a trade, you'll always be employable. All the details are at American-Electrical.com, and with their American Electrical Academy, if you're selected, you'll learn the electrical trade absolutely free of charge. American Electrical Contractors, powered by professionalism.
Now more of the fastest game on 2 feet, the Lax 904 Game of the Week on 1010XL.
We are back. It's halftime from Pontevedra. I am Ray Carnicelli. Our score is Pontevedra 2, Jupiter 0. Jeremy Hart with the two goals for Pontevedra. Difference in the game. It's still a close game, but Jack Pillow with five saves, impressive saves. On the other end, the save of the day was by Caden Krebs for Jupiter. Just a tremendous stop from about 8 yards for Caden Krebs. Just a local rundown of lacrosse in North Florida. Jacksonville University on Saturday opened up their ASUN conference play with a 13-9 win against Robert Morris. Jacob Greiner for Jacksonville took the career points lead on a 4-goal, 1-assist day. He's now the all-time leader in points at Jacksonville University. In addition, previously held and continues to expand the all-time lead in goals. He had 5 goals 2 weeks ago against St. John's, and he had 4 goals and 1 assist against Robert Morris. Down in St. Augustine, Flagler College, third-year program in Division II, lost to number one Limestone. That's the fifth-ranked team that Flagler has played so far this season. And on Thursday evening at 7 p.m. in St. Augustine, they host number 17 Colorado Mesa. As we mentioned this week, Rivalry on the River, presented by Atlantic Self Storage and High School 912. 11 games over 2 days at the Bowl School. Visit JacksHighSchool912.com for tickets and scheduling. Some really great matchups. Pontevedra, this team we're watching today, versus Lake Highland Prep, a team that expects to be in the Final Four, as well as Bowls hosting the number two team from Colorado. So it's going to be a great day. They play Lucy Beckham from South Carolina, I should say. Tonight, over at Nice, Creekside versus Nice play at 7 p.m. So there's a lot of great lacrosse action. Follow me on Twitter, at Lax904. We're going to go ahead and take a break and come back with second half action on the Lax904 High School Game of the Week on 1010XL.
The Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute is now offering online scheduling for new patient appointments for all of their positions. Simply schedule your appointment on your cell phone, tablet, or desktop. JOI is the first orthopedic practice in North Florida to offer this feature to patients. To schedule your appointment online, visit joi.net and click on the button at the top of the page. If you'll be using insurance, be sure and have your information handy. JOI, where the pros go.
Feeling the chill or breaking a sweat in your own home? Call JTM Comfort Services. Father, son owned and veteran operated with 40 years experience to serve the Guggen Nation. JTM Comfort Services gets it right the first time, providing top-notch service, maintenance, and replacements for your heating and cooling needs. Get up to $1,300 back on the new system. Right now, get a free service call with any repair or replacement. Licensed and insured, visit JTMcooling.com.
Your comfort is our name. Call my dad to keep you in the game.
American Electrical, Northeast Florida's highest-rated electricians, is hiring, and they're looking for people to train for careers. It's not just job training. They're giving you a license that no one can take away from you, training you for jobs that are always in demand and will offer you a peace of mind financially and for the future. Once you know a trade, you'll always be employable. All the details are at American-Electrical.com, and with their American Electrical Academy, if you're selected, you'll learn the electrical trade absolutely free of charge. American Electrical Contractors, powered by professionalism.
It's time for some Spring Fever March specials going on now at Arlington Toyota Pre-Owned. Mia here, and how does this sound? Just $500 down and $288 per month gets you a pre-owned 2021 Toyota Corolla. Or you choose a pre-owned 2021 Camry, RAV4, or Tacoma for just $500 down and $388 per month. Plus, Arlington's Credit for Everyone program and 30-day exchange. Don't wait. Save thousands and shop ArlingtonToyota.com today.
Hi, I'm Sean Monahan from Monahan Jewelers in Atlantic Beach. Since 1977, we've been Jacksonville's family jeweler, where our true specialty is engagement rings and custom jewelry design. If you're looking to get engaged, now is the time to come to Monahan Jewelers, where we're offering for a limited time a free wedding band with the purchase of any engagement ring. Come in and be treated like family for what will be one of the most important purchases of your life. Right now, buy an engagement ring at Monahan Jewelers and get your wedding band for free. See store for details. Come to Monahan Jewelers in Atlantic Beach. Book an appointment at monahanjewelry.com.
Feeling the chill or breaking a sweat in your own home? Call JTM Comfort Services. Father-son owned and veteran operated with 40 years experience to serve the Guggen Nation. JTM Comfort Services gets it right the first time, providing top-notch service, maintenance, and replacements for your heating and cooling needs. Get up to $1,300 back on the new system. Right now, get a free service call with any repair or replacement. Licensed and insured, visit JTMcooling.com.
Your comfort is our name. Call my dad to keep you in the game.
Hi, I'm Sean Monahan from Monahan Jewelers in Atlantic Beach. Since 1977, we've been Jacksonville's family jeweler, where our true specialty is engagement rings and custom jewelry design. If you're looking to get engaged, now is the time to come to Monahan Jewelers, where we're offering for a limited time a free wedding band with the purchase of any engagement ring. Come in and be treated like family for what will be one of the most important purchases of your life. Right now, buy an engagement ring at Monahan Jewelers and get your wedding band for free. See store for details. Come to Monahan Jewelers in Atlantic Beach. Book an appointment at monahanjewelry.com.
It's time for some Spring Fever March specials going on now at Arlington Toyota Pre-Owned. Mia here, and how does this sound? Just $500 down and $288 per month gets you a pre-owned 2021 Toyota Corolla. Or you choose a pre-owned 2021 Camry, RAV4, or Tacoma for just $500 down and $388 per month. Plus, Arlington's Credit for Everyone program and 30-day exchange. Don't wait. Save thousands and shop ArlingtonToyota.com today.
Like a dodge down the alley, it's the Lax 904 Game of the Week on 1010XL.
Back at Ponte Vedra High School, they win the opening faceoff, and there is Greco just wide. Mason Hausman will bring it back in behind the cage. Back to Dolan. Pushes the right goal line extended outside of the restraining area. Heavy pressure. Really pressing out on Dolan. Tempting him to run by. That's Dylan Krepps putting the pressure on. Back to Greco. Over to Cannon Hausman. He's going to take a run. Now they are in that zone defense, just passing Hausman from player to player as he swings across the front of the cage, skipping it back up top. Hart was locked and loaded. Jim, it looked like he was ready to shoot before he caught the ball.
Yeah, he dropped his hands right before he went to shoot, and the ball came out.
A good hustle back to get that ground ball by Del Porto. Into the offensive end, shot high. Dished it off to Sofarelli. Missed the target, but Kirkman's there to back it up. So Kirkman's going to bring it back in.
That's probably the best scoring opportunity Jupiter's had today, except for that doorstep shot. So.
Yeah, in transition that time. So here comes Jupiter, trailing 2-0. Myers over to Sluzka. Back behind the Kirkman. All the way back up top. So just keeping an open set right now and just not seeing where they're really trying to initiate the offense here, Jim.
No, earlier they were trying to do like an alley dodge with a little weave to it.
And then they went to the invert late in the second half. Now they're swinging it, trying to look for that crease man. There's a skip pass across, shot, trying to catch Pelote sleeping. And did you see Jack's reaction after he caught that ball? He kind of put his palms up like, "Are you, really, you're going to shoot that?" Did you see that?
I did see that. Yeah, almost like he was in practice. He would have thrown it back to you and said, "Come on, give me a break."
Or my line, nice pass.
Right.
But he's a lot nicer kid than I might have been in 12th grade. But the result is another great save, and that's number 6 on the day for Jack P against 0 goals against. So Ponte Vedra back on offense. Cannon Houseman over to Greco. Here comes Houseman. Now he's down the left alley. Passes it down to Dolan. Underneath shot and score!
That's exactly what we're talking about, Ray. Getting underneath on that initial slide up from the defender, and JP did a great job sneaking back door and getting to the front of the cage.
Jim, you always talk about curling on your cuts, and that's exactly what he did. As soon as his man started to slide off of him, he backdoor cut underneath and ended up right in front of the goal.
Yeah, really, it's probably the best offense we've seen tonight out of Ponte Vedra. Nice little play, it's not really a two-man game, but it kind of was, right?
Yeah, so they slipped up top, and we've seen Cannon Houseman, when he starts on this left alley, usually sweeps across to his right, but this time he dodged down the left alley left-handed, and the slide came upfield, and he recognized that and hit Dolan, so that was picture-perfect. Might have been something that the coaches discussed at halftime and had a chance to talk it through, because it worked to perfection. And there's a face-off win. So, you know, you talk about the face-offs and Firshman's 87%, but Harper's done a nice job.
Yeah, he really has. And technically that Harper lost that face-off, but the fact that he battled for it and then caused a turnover and Ponder picked it up, we always talk about until you get the ball on offense, you didn't really win the face-off.
Yeah, Ponder Vedra called a timeout, kind of an early timeout in the second quarter. We're going to stay with you here. So that it couldn't have gone any better for Ponte Vedra. They made a stop on defense, and they made Jupiter pay on offense.
Yeah, and that Harp has been holding his own at the faceoff X right now, and you couldn't ask for more from that kid today. He's playing with a lot of heart against a big, big, strong commit to Ohio State, and he's really doing a really great job tonight. This is the best I've seen Ladd play.
And despite just having three goals on offense right now, it's obviously you would consider that kind of anemic in lacrosse, but you see it coming. They've been missing Houseman, Cannon Houseman, and just putting him back in there, he's such an offensive threat, and his younger brother Mason as well, it just looks better.
Yeah, he's a big presence in there. He's very physical, very athletic, and you have to honor him when he's on the field.
And right now for Ponte Vedra on offense, when they've got their top six offensive players, you have to honor all of them. And obviously Hart's kind of emerged as well with his two goals on the day. So Ponte Vedra out of that timeout.
Oh, get rid of it.
It looked like Ezrin got stuck in trouble, ran into a little bit of a triple team, but somehow Ponte Vedra is able to escape and rebalance their offense.
Well, Ezrin was fed the ball into the crease, but there was since he didn't get rid of it quick enough, he got double teamed right away.
So, Jim, do you see anything specifically Ponte Vedra is trying to do against the zone?
Well, I think right now at halftime, the big adjustment was to try to be more aggressive off ball, like I mentioned earlier. People are not standing on the backside. They're actually moving into spots where they can receive the pass.
So even though they're in a zone, they still have to respect the man-on-man. And we just talked about Cannon Houseman, and that was a cannon to the pun that's been used over and over throughout his career.
And that was behind a 12-meter arc, if I remember the girl's top arc.
Perfect, Jim. that was a rifle, and they gave him a lot of space packing in the zone, and that's something that he brings to this offense that they have not had so far this season. He's stretching the defense, and that's going to open things up for Greco and Dolan and his brother Mason.
Yeah, and I'm not sure Jupiter was expecting him to play today, but when he's on the field, you got to make sure he doesn't get open like
and
that.
And I don't think the goalie was expecting him to ping that corner from that distance with pace. Ponte Vedra itching for that restart. They beat him out of the box. One pass. Shot score!
Great transition on the...
That was the other Houseman. So Jupiter got stuck substituting, and Ponte Vedra was just itching for that quick whistle. It wasn't a quick whistle. They waited, but they timed it perfectly. So they got the man advantage off of the restart, and two passes later, Mason Houseman gets it in the back of the net.
And this is kind of the pace that Ponte Vedra would like to play, that Jupiter, I'm sure, right now is trying to figure out how do we slow these guys down, because this Jupiter does not want to get in a track meet with Ponte Vedra.
It's 5-0. That was quick. you know, Jupiter relies on controlling the ball off the faceoff spot. And there's Harper, picks it up himself again.
He's feeling it right now.
And that slants the field. And Harper, oh, he threw it away. He threw it right to the defender's stick. And the ball is loose. And Jupiter's going to come up with it.
It was a great idea trying to hit the point man, but you know, the defender got a nugget on it. And
here comes that Pontevedra ride across the midfield line, and they're sending their poles over the midfield line, which I like.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a really nice job, you know, Dylan Krebs, but they turn it over. Nice upfield look, right to Chigonis. So Chigonis pumps the brakes now, and Pontevedra turns it over. Just sloppy. That was an unforced error for Pontevedra. No pressure. And here comes Jupiter's shot. Bounces it over the goal. Dylan Sluska took an early shot and broken Pontevedra's stick on the field. So
Pontevedra took a timeout because they were down a defender.
Okay, so that's their second timeout. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. Our score is Pontevedra 5, Jupiter 0, with 7:23 remaining in the third quarter on the Lax 904 High School Game of the Week.
It's time for some Spring Fever March specials going on now at Arlington Toyota Preown. Mia here, and how does this sound? Just $500 down and $288 per month gets you a pre-owned 2021 Toyota Corolla. Or you choose a pre-owned 2021 Camry, RAV4, or Tacoma for just $500 down and $388 per month. Plus, Arlington's Credit for Everyone program and 30-day exchange. Don't wait. Save thousands and shop ArlingtonToyota.com today.
Hi, I'm Sean Monahan from Monahan Jewelers in Atlantic Beach. Since 1977, we've been Jacksonville's family jeweler, where our true specialty is engagement rings and custom jewelry design. If you're looking to get engaged, now is the time to come to Monahan Jewelers, where we're offering for a limited time a free wedding band with the purchase of any engagement ring. Come in and be treated like family for what will be one of the most important purchases of your life. Right now, buy an engagement ring at Monahan Jewelers and get your wedding band for free. See store for details. Come to Monahan Jewelers in Atlantic Beach. Book an appointment at monahanjewelry.com.
You're listening to the Lax 904 Game of the Week on 1010XL.
Back to Pontevedra High School on the restart. Jupiter has the ball. Had that dead ball timeout by Pontevedra. They got stuck with a broken stick, and they have to run off the field. And rather than give up the odd man rush, they used their second timeout here early in the second half.
Sometimes when you feel like you got the momentum, you want to do that. I'm sure Coach Poe would like to have saved a timeout for later in the game, but he feels right now he could win this if they get a good defensive stop here.
Sluska behind the cage. And Pontevedra switching off. Are they in a zone, Jim?
They are not.
Just passing through on the backside. There's just no room to operate with the did you say that the shortest close defender for Pontevedra is 6'5"? I think
that's what I've been told.
Well, it looks that way too. They are rangy, and they're carrying 6-foot lacrosse sticks. So Jupiter's just having struggling to find any room to move. And these athletic Pontevedra short stick defenders are doing a good job. There's Rasmus on the invert now. Here's an opportunity as it's a shorty on shorty behind the cage. Rasmus.
They're going to try to sneak somebody down the backside as he pushes the pipe.
Working it around. They've got a little room on the backside from 8 yards, and Jack P. just makes it look easy. Now he's chasing out the ground ball. Still a shot? Still a shot? He thinks it's still a shot. The referee disagrees. I think it was still a shot. He never controlled it.
Yeah, but it changed it. I think he changed the direction of the ball. So.
You hate goalies.
You hate rules.
Ouch. And here comes Kirkman for Jupiter. What a save, though. Again, just can't.
Yeah. That was a wide-open look, and Jack P. just shut him down.
Right at the 8-meter mark. There's Sofarelli. He's going to back out, and now they're working that two-man game up top.
Yeah, thinking that they have an attackman with a short-stick defender. They want him to go on him.
So they've got this invert set up. Griffin Owen with the pink shoes on for Pontevedra, number 14 in white. So Sofarelli behind the cage, right-handed cradle, pushing the right goal line, extended wraparound, and Jack P. makes a save, and it comes right up Pontevedra ball. That's Riker Kemp. 5 minutes to go. Back-to-back saves by Jack Pelote. He's up to 8 now.
Yeah, I'm not sure Jack saw that, but, you know, you talk about
what'd they call here? Griffin award. Owen did a nice swim dodge across the midfield line.
I think they called him for a ward.
Boy, he got the style points on the swim dodge, but he must have got that free hand.
A lot of kids do that. They take the bottom hand and kind of push the defender through.
And when you used to play and do a swim dodge, did you ever do a swim dodge in a game?
Never. I don't even know what that was called.
Here comes.
But my toe drag was really good, right?
Yeah, with no pocket in your stick. There's a shot wide. That was a good look. That one had the goalie beat. It was about 4 inches wide, though, from Madden Miller. Now, Jupiter regains possession behind the cage. Lucas Kirkman. 4:33 to go in quarter number three. Pontevedra 5, Jupiter 0. A good pivot. Back up top. Time, space, shot. Closing the door. Rebound, shot wide. That ball was almost between Jack Pete's leg when he got his stick down there.
We had a great angle. We had the perfect angle. There's no way
that ball doesn't
go in. I don't get it.
He just tracked it and react. He reminds me of John Galloway, the JU head coach. He doesn't guess. He sees the ball and moves quickly to it. That was sheer reaction.
It really was.
No, he's feeling it now. He's almost begging them to shoot when you're hot like this. 9 saves.
But this is a pretty, you know, we always talk about extended possessions. You know,
there's a shot. Saved by Jack Pelote. Oh, I don't like that pass, Jack. He threw it right to the middle. Now it's a turnover. Unsettled situation. One-on-one shot high. And Jack P was diving to gain possession, and Pontevedra does get possession. So what were you saying, Jim?
I was going to say just that, you know, it was a long possession by Jupiter. We've seen those turn into a lot of goals sometimes on the defense because they're working so hard. And then there was a really poor lefty shot by Jupiter.
Yeah, and Jack P put himself in danger there with that pass right in front of the goal. Now here comes Pontevedra. Do you try to slow it down and give your defense a break?
Yeah, without a doubt.
The Jupiter attackman stick fell across the midfield line.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I would never do that. You got to make the guy run off the field.
Cannon Houseman for Pontevedra came and picked up the stick because the attackman couldn't come across the midfield line.
Weren't you just saying these guys are a lot nicer than we were growing up?
I know. We used to kick their sticks across. But good for them, I guess.
Yeah, guys, the sun. Okay, don't throw it that way.
Here comes Pontevedra on offense. That's Vu. Vu's got a little room down the right alley. Now he's going to bang it back behind the goal. The Pontevedra offense just looks so much assertive. There's a low angle shot from Dolan.
Yeah,
don't love it.
No.
Needs to get in the arc. The paint. And there's that pass into the sun. Jupiter can't handle it. Now they pick it up.
Yeah, that's the guy you leave open right now. You just, you know, that side of the field. Let him throw it into the sun and make a play on it.
Oh, great riding. Empty net. Dolan picks it up.
Sharks ball.
No, patient.
Everyone in the crowd wants him to take that low angle shot with his back to the goal from 30 yards out.
But you got a 5-goal lead with 2:19 left in the third.
Against a very capable team. He did the smart thing, the sophomore, J.P. Dolan. But even before he knocked that pass down, you could see him hustling on the ride.
That's two times now J.P.'s knocked the ball down on the ride.
So Pontevedra with the ball, Cannon Houseman. And that's Houston. Shot and a save. Caden Krebs makes the save. And here comes Jupiter across the midfield line. Dylan Krebs with the clear.
Well, they got a 6-5 right now, 6-on-5.
Their spacing's not great, and there's the pass into the sun, and he let it bounce. He's got a man right behind him he doesn't see tracking him down. Swim move, back in front, working it behind. That's Sluzka.
You know, and Jupiter's doing a lot better moving off ball, like we mentioned earlier, but those defenders are just so rangy. They just can't feed anything through the middle.
So here comes Jupiter back on offense. Over to Kirkman. Zoffirelli around the horn. Back up top to Rasmus. Rolls back to his left hand. Good ball movement right now.
They have a nice little weave going up top.
Save. Jack Pelote went down and did a split and made that save. I don't love this outlet pass, but it's right on the money. Into the offensive end.
And that's going to be a shot.
Krebs is rubbing that one.
Yeah.
That was Brian Case racing across. And now here comes Sofarelli into the offensive end. 27 seconds left in the third quarter. Down by 5. Pontevedra 5, Jupiter 0. 20 seconds. Kirkman behind the cage. Over to Sofarelli. And they're substituting. It's 10 seconds left. 8 seconds.
Free slide.
Swim back to his left hand. Spinning. One more pass. There's a shot, and Jack P. does what he does. Saves it. Sends it down to the other end of the field. And what a quarter for Jack Pelote. He now has 12 saves. 5-0 is our score at the end of 3. We're going to go ahead and take a break. It's the Lax 904 High School Game of the Week on 1010 XL.
The Wing Madness menu at Boston's Restaurant and Sports Bar is a slam dunk. Sink your teeth into our mouth-watering rib or cauliflower wings, available in 16 amazing flavors. Try their trash can nachos, layers of crispy tortilla chips piled high with all the fixings, and their flavorful, addictive corn wings. You'll be hoarding these like a sneaky technical foul. Get 50% off bone-in or boneless wings on our loyalty program. All the details and restrictions at Boston's.com today.
Feeling the chill or breaking a sweat in your own home? Call JTM Comfort Services. Father-son owned and veteran operated with 40 years experience to serve the Guggen Nation. JTM Comfort Services gets it right the first time, providing top-notch service, maintenance, and replacements for your heating and cooling needs. Get up to $1,300 back on a new system. Right now, get a free service call with any repair or replacement. Licensed and insured, visit JTMcooling.com.
Your comfort is our name. Call my dad to keep you in the game.
After a quick pass, we're back. The Lax 904 Game of the Week on 1010XL.
We are back at the Shark Tank in Pontevedra. Bar Down Lacrosse brings you the Lax 904 High School Game of the Week. What a quarter for Jack Pelote. We talked to how important he is to Pontevedra and what a skill and a talent he is, but he's got it on display here today.
He's made low off-stick saves, high saves. I mean, just anywhere the ball's being shot. He's just seeing the ball so well right now.
It's got to be frustrating for Jupiter because they've had some really good looks that he stole, and they've taken some other shots that, you know, there's no chance they're going in.
You know, I've always had the philosophy of just shoot more, right? Just continue to shoot because he's not going to save all of them. The problem is that Jupiter plays so slow that I'm not sure that they're going to be able to get enough shots.
And this is a battle for the faceoff. Initially, Firstman came up with it. Now, Firstman with the ball and the flag down, so a free possession. Now the ball's down, and Pontevedra comes up with it. So an extra man opportunity. Did you see the penalty, Jim? I see the ball and slash.
I think Ladd Harper. There was a backhanded, one-handed swing that hit the Jupiter player in the head.
The old uncontrolled stick.
Yes.
So here we go. Odd man rush, odd man opportunity. So we'll get to see the man up offense for Jupiter.
Did you notice the intensity that Firstman came out with that faceoff and the whole Jupiter team? You know, they know that they need to do something right away here.
I love the communication of the Pontevedra man down. You could see they're in sync and they're communicating. And that was Riker Kemp. Pack pretty in tight here. They're going to tempt Jupiter to take something from 12, 13, 14 yards out. Just spinning it around right now. And they throw it away, but it's going to stay in bounds. Good save. Working it behind. There's a feed up top. They tried to skip it, but one of those six-footers put the six-foot pole up in the air and knocked it down in a great ground ball. And Jack Pelote ends up with it.
Get it to the shorty.
And they do.
Got to catch it.
That's Griffin Owen. Pink shoes across the midfield line into the offensive end.
It would be great if you had a timeout right now, right, Ray?
Yeah, I think they would love a timeout right now. Ball is down. Now it's picked up. Unsettled situation in the triple team. Now they're just running away, killing the rest of the penalty, and back to even strength. So a penalty kill for Pontevedra.
Ray, I got to think that feed from behind by Jupiter goes through just about every single team in the state except for
Peter. I agree with you. They are.
I mean, that really was a good look. The player up top was wide open. And the next thing you know, it's in the punt of your stick.
And once again, they cleaned up that ground ball as well. So it's not just knocking it down. So it's really slow, deliberate offense for PV right now.
I think they're trying to see if they're going to take and get him out of the zone.
And now they're going to stretch out. At some point, Jupiter's got to press out. And here comes Pontevedra. They're gonna play a little bit of keep away, and unfortunately, Mason Houseman can't handle it in an unforced error. Pontevedra with the turnover. So Kreps is carrying. Kreps is up near the midfield line now. Face dodge. Kreps is across the midfield line. Kreps heading towards the restraining area. When do you call your timeout? Got a flag down.
I think Pontevedra's offsides.
And Kreps is staying on offense here with that flag down. I like it. Nice little backdoor cut right now by the goalie. Nope. And free possession for Jupiter. Sofarelli.
I'd go pretty quickly here, right? You got a flag down.
Try to get your EMO set up.
Yep. Well, you got 9 minutes left in the game. You're down five, so you got to attack the cage.
Now here they go setting up the invert.
It must be a slash because Pontevedra is not sending a seventh guy over.
Yeah, I was just counting as well. And here comes Miller. Draws the double. Works it back up to Rasmus. One more pass across. Face dodge shot wide. Another good look at the cage by Gavin Myers. And now they're going to set up their second man up opportunity.
Sharks will be man down.
Yeah, I think Jack Pelos and Gavin Myers had a little bit. He's had a couple of clean shots that haven't been able to go in and really try to just hit the corner there and miss the cage.
Looks like they're going to call Greco with the slash. So he's off to the penalty box.
So the last time Jupiter had the ball, they kind of were floating in and out of a 1-4-1, and they're starting out right now in a 1-4-1 set.
I think they'll be a little hesitant to throw that over-the-top pass this time. Might want to just fire one through if you're going to skip.
At some point, is it lucky or is it he's just that good? I'm going on number two.
So here comes Jupiter with the man up, trailing by five. Myers back up top to Christ. Back to Myers.
Oh. First time.
Little hitch. Shot sails it over the goal.
First time today, Pontevedra was a little confused on the slides, and that's because the Jupiter keeps on going, changing their sets from 1-4-1 or 1-3-2,
and a nice little hitch to get that shot off too.
Yep.
And there's that rangy defense knocking the pass down. That was Riker Kemp, but Jupiter maintains possession. Still man up. There's a feed to the backside shot just wide. Still, we keep saying that might be the best look today.
Yeah.
On the man up on the backside, Sluska.
The problem is he's a righty on the left-hand shot and didn't have any angle.
Yeah, and when he dropped his stick, a little sidearm made it a little worse. And here, another look. Rasmus, back up to Christ. There's the penalties released. Not out of trouble yet. Now they're balanced up. Pontevedra's late to recognize it. Oh, good lead check. Talk about leading with your stick. That was Tanner Parlett. Nice job.
And now you know why he's going to Stony Brook. His approach angle was impeccable on that
perfect
one.
There's a shot and a score. Hey, so Gavin Myers
finally got
breaks
it.
The seal.
Good for him. You know what? He's been stoned time and time again by Jack Pelos, and that was nice. He caught the ball up top. Pontevedra was kind of confused about where they were going to go.
Jack P expects to save Maul.
Yeah,
he did that pat on the chest like
right.
That was mine, but time and space from about 8-9 yards out, the odds are against you as a goalie.
Well, there goes his perfect game.
7-11 to go. Still only a 4-goal margin here yet if the faceoffs can start tilting Jupiter's way.
And Jupiter's had the ball just about the entire quarter.
And there's Frischman into the offensive end. Dishes it off. Back to Sofarelli. Over to Mears. Frischman's going to stay on now. Down the right alley. Locked, loaded, shot just wide. That was a good take.
Yeah, it really was. I like the fact that he especially on this Ponte Vedra grass, that he took a nice hard bounce shot.
He found himself in a really dangerous spot for the defense. Here's the restart. Kirkman operating from X. Nice job running with his head up, working it around. There's Rasmus. Jupiter still subbing. Now they're balanced up on offense. Sofarelli behind the cage. Dodging on Kemp. Feet to the crease, low angle shot. Jack P might have got a piece of that one.
Yeah, I'm not sure. They had him early. The feed was a little bit late, and then he didn't have any angle when he got finally caught the ball.
But Jupiter's there to pick it up. Ponte Vedra's a little discombobulated on defense now. Now they reset. They're giving a lot of room on the backside.
Yeah, at some point the fatigue is going to start setting in because Ponte Vedra basically played defense this whole entire quarter.
They're giving Christ a lot of space. There's a feed shot.
That was a save.
Jupiter's going to stay with it. Here comes Rasmus out front. Back over to Christ. It's spelled like Christ. I'm not sure if it's Christ or Christ. I should have done my homework. But number five in brown. He's done a nice job getting the ball in and out of his stick. The junior. Here's Sofarelli. He's got the short stick matchup behind the cage. Griffin Owen. Sofarelli feeds up front. Good ball movement now, but Ponte Vedra and those rangy defenders close it down. That was Declan Riley. He's at least 6 feet as well. Warding off. Second ward call today. Sure, one ball against each team's now. And Jack P wants to throw the home run pass. And he shakes his head. The whistle wasn't quite quick enough. And the defense closed.
Be patient, Jack.
Coach Applegate's coaching from the booth here. No. Oh, that's a risky pass. Nice job coming back to the ball. And Ponte Vedra comes up with
ahead.
It.
Just throw it ahead.
Blake Powers over to Houseman.
Sorry, I'm just old school. When you get a slow transition like that, I like to get the ball back through X.
You sound like Jack Francis.
Yeah.
Longtime coach here in Ponte Vedra. Maryland superstar, New Jersey lacrosse Hall of Famer.
Still trying to kill the penalty here.
Both teams are even.
Well, it looked like they were doubling the ball at some point.
Maybe it's because they're down with 4 minutes to go by four goals.
They are actually sneaking up and trying to double.
There's Houseman, Cannon Houseman. They're just killing the clock. They're gonna be asked to get it in a minute. What do you think, Jim?
Yeah, it's hard now with when you're up four goals, right?
And they're definitely double teaming now, trying to put some pressure on Ponte Vedra, and these Ponte Vedra athletes are content to play keep away, especially the senior Cannon Houseman. They're trying. There it is. There's the get it in call. So there's the stall warning.
But you can't see it. That's the only problem.
Threw it right into the sun.
Again, got to throw it down, not across, right?
So Jupiter's pressure and the stall warning, and here comes Jupiter. He's got a little space. Nice little swim move. Now he goes to his left hand. Sofarelli sweeps back to the middle. 3:20 to go in the game. Down by four. Jupiter ball. Kirkman feeds a crease shot over the cage.
Again, check at the last second. Makes the ball go wide.
So Jupiter with the ball now. Myers scored that last goal. There's a nice feed to the crease, and the ball goes off the Jupiter stick, but it's going to go right back to Gavin Myers. It's a good-looking player, 10th grader. Now back to Madden Miller. Back to Myers. Across to Sluska, operating out front. Low-angle shot from the left-handed alley, and it goes out of bounds. Kirkman's going to bring it back in. 2:41 to go. Ponte Vedra 5, Jupiter 1. Here comes Kirkman. Gets a little space, but those long strides of the Ponte Vedra defense close it. Here's Myers. Across to Miller. Myers can't handle that pass, but there to scoop it up is Drew Holt. Back to Miller.
Jupiter just does not know where to attack from.
And Pontevedra is just content to let them pass it around the perimeter. And there's the turnover.
Sharks ball.
Egan Funk puts the ball on the ground, and the close defender racing into the offensive end runs through one check. Shot and a save. Kreps with a nice save. I think if you're Pontevedra and your Blake Powers camped out there next to the goal,
but once you want
that pass. Yeah. That defender with a four-goal lead in short time is going to take that shot.
Yeah, but the attackman bailed them out because they were able to go ahead and ride the ball and push Jupiter out of bounds.
Houseman with a double team.
What I don't get is that he was over the line when...
He's out.
Yep.
Pontevedra steps out of bounds. So
they didn't start the ball in the right spot, though.
It should have been clear?
Yes.
I'm going to learn these rules one of these days. Struggling to control the ball is Jupiter. Now they have it. That was Rosendahl with the long pull across the midfield line. Now here comes Sluska trying to get underneath. Loewingel's shot off the side of the net. Goes out of bounds, but Sluska backs up his own shot with 1:23 to go. Jack Pillow does such a nice job of holding that near side pipe. There's Sluska. Just tries a desperation shovel shot. Goes wide. Working it back around. Controlled by Jupiter. There's Madden Miller. Miller's got a look. Shot and a score! Madden Miller had it in his right hand. Nice little roll back to his left on the inside. Improved his angle and threw it right past Jack Pillow.
Yeah, I like the fact that he, a lot of times, especially when you're developing, when you shoot off that roll, you get a lot more velocity on the shot than taking a few more steps and then trying to wind up.
So Redley Bags out there on the faceoff for Pontevedra. And if you're Jupiter right now, Dylan Firshman wants to push this one forward, down by three with a minute five to go, and he picks it up, pushes it forward, races into the offensive end, tucks it, runs into four white shirts, turns it over.
I thought that was time for a timeout, but...
And here comes Ryan Ward. So Pontevedra is going to assume the victory formation here pretty soon. They have to keep it in the offensive end, and Jupiter bats it out of bounds, so they're going to keep possession for Pontevedra. Greco's going to start with it. Now, this is where you don't want to start in the box if you don't have to.
Right.
And the referee's helping him out here because now you don't have to go right in.
You got 10 seconds to get it in now.
So there's 41 seconds on the clock, down by three. Pontevedra passes it in. Nice job running out of trouble by Baylor Vu. Everybody's in the box now for Pontevedra. Here comes the double team. Good job. Passes it over to Greco, and he throws it right into the stick of the Jupiter player, who does a nice job holding on to it. Nolan Hackett with lots of pressure. Now Kreps controls, absorbs a couple of checks, throws a desperation pass up towards the midfield line. And Pontevedra, now they come up with it. 8 seconds to go. They're just going to run to space and hopefully sticks stay under control here till the final whistle. Oh, and he got decked. Not good. Pontevedra player got decked with about 2 seconds left. Some heated emotions out there, but Jim, this is Jupiter versus Pontevedra. Those things happen.
Yeah, it really has, and it's been a really well played game by both teams. We said in the beginning, defensive battle, but Jack Pillow, boy, can't talk enough about that boy.
Jack Pillow with 12 saves today. Our final score is Pontevedra 5. Pontevedra goal scorers. We had Jeremy Hart with 2 goals. We had J.P. Dolan with that nice inside move, backdoor cut. And then we had the Houseman boys with one each, Cannon and Mason.
Spreading the ball around, hitting the players as they're at their spots. And pretty solid win for PV tonight.
This is the least boring 5-2 lacrosse game you'll ever see. It was a pretty exciting game. And, Jim, appreciate you doing the game with me. Want to thank all of our sponsors, Bar Down Lacrosse, Cantina Louie, the M Shack, Derek Prince from Remax Specialists, and the Jacks Blue Claws Lacrosse Club. Tune in every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. on 1010XL for this week in North Florida Lacrosse. Follow me on X at Lax904. For Jim Applegate, I am Ray Carnicelli. Have a great evening.
I'm Jeff Middlecoff with Trustline Mortgage. My business partners, Alan Tyre, Bill Pappas, and Ken Rimley, have been helping first-time homebuyers with their mortgage financing all over Florida for 34 years. First-time homebuyers can get no or low-down payments, anywhere from 0 to 3.5% down. As a first-time homebuyer with Trustline Mortgage, you get added benefits for doing your loan with us, like lower rates on your mortgage insurance and lower closing costs. Oh, and did I forget to mention that Trustline gives first-time homebuyers better mortgage interest rates? Here's the bottom line. Trustline Mortgage wants to help first-time homebuyers accomplish your goal of home ownership. That's why Trustline Mortgage is offering the best first-time homebuyer benefits around, period. Trustline Mortgage delivers with no and low down payments, lower closing costs, and better interest rates. Call Trustline Mortgage today at 381-LOAN. That's 381-LOAN to find out how we can help you buy your dream home. Or visit our website at TrustlineMortgage.com. Trust your instincts and follow the line to Trustline Mortgage.
Certain restrictions apply. See office for details. Trustline is an equal housing opportunity. MLS number 331480.
Hi, this is Dale Murray with Murray Automotive Group in Stark and Kingsland. Save yourself from those big city dealers and their fast-talking flim-flam tactics. No matter what your automotive need is, we've got you covered. Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and nobody beats our prices. And I mean nobody. Shazam! Plus our exclusive 15-year, 150,000-mile warranty included on every qualified vehicle. And we'll trade anything from AirPods to fishing rods. Compare our prices online at ShazamAuto.com. Then come see me, Dale Murray. I'll be waiting for you. Shazam!
Now that's what I call high-quality H2O.
If you want high-quality water throughout your home, call your local Water Boy. We install equipment to solve any water problem. WaterBoyJAX.com.
You've been listening to the LAX 904 Game of the Week on 1010XL. Brought to you by Cantina Louie, Derek Prince Realtor, M-Shack, First Coast Crush Lacrosse, and BSN Sports.